Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's go to Betty Jean Grant. She is part of the team that wants to see the 33 filled in. Betty Jean, how are you feeling this afternoon?
I feel like we have had a victory. I feel very, very enthusiastic because that's what we fought for. I joined Eastside Parkways Coalition 2 years ago because I could not tolerate the idea of putting a tunnel in one of the best parkways in the whole world, the Armstead Park Parkways. I believe that Humboldt Parkway deserved to have a fill-in. I never will support a tunnel. People that lived on Humboldt Parkway, the residents, the neighborhood around it did not want the tunnel. So I don't know where New York State got his idea that people in Buffalo, particularly those on the east side, and especially those on the Humboldt Parkway, wanted to endure a tunnel in their front yard.
So now they're going to go to public hearings. And Betty Jean, we heard so much about the last public hearings. People weren't being heard from. So when these public, when they start going around again, what do you expect? What do you want from the DOT this time around?
Well, you know what I want to expect, I want them to include other groups other than they had one group who fought for years. And I give them credit, ROC, the Restore Community Coalition, fought for years to have something done to the Kensington Expressway. I'm glad that that we're all going to be at the table. There'll be many groups involved because, as we know, that expressway serves many individuals here in the city. So what I expect to see is a reset. I expect the Department of Transportation to hold those meetings, public engagement meeting. I expect them to do a comprehensive EIS with people who have suffered for years on an expressway, that their sickness and their illnesses be documented and be included in part of the environmental impact statement. There's no way that we should have been considering a tunnel and a part of an expressway that has documentation, the highest infant mortality in the United States, the highest rate of cancer and asthma in New York State, the highest rate of childhood diseases like leukemia and COPD for the older people. So I am happy that DOT is willing to say, you know what, we tried to force this on the community without the input. It didn't work. We're going to do it the right way. We're going to do an environmental impact statement. And I have, as you know, I'm running for office. I'm running for the second legislative district office in November, so I'll be on the ballot. I have my signs out already, and my sign says, Restore Humboldt Parkway. That's on the sign of all my campaign signs. So I am happy that the decision to do a reset, to do a comprehensive EIS is done, and would have community participation and community engagement.
Well, Betty Jean, I was just about to ask you about the campaign. And, you know, would you like to see more elected officials this time around actually speak up, especially for the fill-in option, which seems to be getting more and more approval from people who live in on the east side of Buffalo, live along the 33?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That because, you know, we didn't have... They didn't have that chance to do so. And I'm glad that this opportunity is opening and they're going to start fresh And I was so happy to hear former Councilmember Rich Fontana said that the option to fill in is going to be considered, because that's all we wanted, that option to be considered, because once we knew if they had done the study, the history, if they had really done the environmental impact statement, then they would have known that the fill-in was the better option, the best option. And I think that we don't realize that highways are a thing of the past. Highway removal is happening all across this country. There are 20,000 less people working downtown, and so there's 20,000 people probably will be utilizing an expressway or a highway. We want them to utilize those side radio streets like Walden Avenue, Broadway, Williams, that goes from City Hall all the way to Lancaster and beyond. But people can get out of Buffalo. Just think, Buffalo was almost 600,000 people at the height of the car in the 1950s. People had a way of getting out of Buffalo, and they took those routes, and they got out of Buffalo very well. And so I think if you look at it, we had less cars. We have less cars now than we had in 1950. And we're talking about public transportation. We're encouraging people to go on public transportation, extend public transportation to Cheektowaga, to Amherst, and to Tonawanda. There is a way that we can have the fill-in of the expressway for those trees to return. I spent most of my time campaigning on the Bidwell Parkway, the Jewett Parkway, and the Chapin Parkway. I spent my time mostly on the west side, and it's a different day and night. Just go down West Ferry, Joe, and hit Main Street and look both ways. If you look to the left, you will see East Ferry, and you will see no trees for blocks. And look to the right, you will see Linwood and Elmwood and Delaware on East Ferry with trees, tree-lined street. The outrage that the people have that they are living in a city that has two different viewpoints. The east side of Buffalo has less money, less economics. It has been neglected. It has been lost its trees. People, they're not planting trees on the east side. So I said to the community, we won today. We won today where DOT is willing to work and to meet and to sit with the community to ensure that there's community participation, community engagement, and the public service will be done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.